Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
From townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. President Trump has vetoed the annual defense policy bill.
Long before issuing the veto, President Trump had offered objections. He called for more limits on social media companies and an elimination of the renaming of military bases that recall Confederate-era leaders. His statement accompanying the veto expressed a contention the defense bill as written would be, in his words, a gift to Russia and China. The president's objections outweighed the bill's 3% pay raises for U.S. troops and the authorization of more than $740 billion for military programs and construction. Both houses passed the measure by veto-proof margins. Both chambers are poised to return to Washington next week to take up the veto. George Bonzani reporting.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the veto an act of staggering recklessness. A Trump ally, Republican Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, says of the veto, quote, "Our men and women who volunteer to wear the uniform shouldn't be denied what they need ever," unquote. Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler says she may support the president's proposal for $2,000 direct payments in the latest coronavirus relief bill.
Senator Loeffler says she likes the idea if it repurposes wasteful spending in the relief bill toward direct payments. Some $900 billion was earmarked for COVID-19 relief, then joined to a larger government funding bill for a total of $2.3 trillion. The president's demanding a rewrite of the bill to redirect more money to U.S. taxpayers and away from a host of programs, including some for foreign countries. Senator Loeffler is in the spotlight as hers is one of the two Georgia Senate seats up for grabs in the January 5th runoffs. Bob Agner reporting.
A storm that began with snow, strong winds, and bitter cold into the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota was making travel treacherous and grounded flights on one of the most anticipated air travel days since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Blizzard warnings were posted in the region. On Wall Street, the Dow by 114 points. More at townhall.com.
It's time for Coach's Corner, sponsored by Merrill Edge, self-directed. The 2006 George Mason Patriots became only the second double-digit seed to ever reach an NCAA Final Four. They defeated Michigan State in the first round, but were down 16-2 in the early minutes against North Carolina in the second round. After Coach Jim Larrañaga's early timeout, George Mason would go on to outscore the Tar Heels by 19 the rest of the contest. The Patriots beat Wichita State in the Sweet 16 and Connecticut in the Elite Eight.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Pfizer will supply the U.S. with...
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code Kevin Wall 2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 4:04. This KMCQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The Southern Nevada Health District has gotten its first shipment of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, the second drug designed to battle the coronavirus. The initial delivery of 15,478 doses will be used by the health district to vaccinate the frontline healthcare workers. The health district already has nearly 27,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine on hand. Both vaccines are given in two doses, with a second shot given 3 to 4 weeks after the first. Now, the upcoming CES may not be here in Las Vegas, but organizers are partnering up with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The papers deal with the Consumer Technology Association. Owner and producer of CES will allow the RJ to broadcast CES's anchor desk, news conferences, and keynotes during the virtual convention, which runs January 11th through the 14th of next year. This past year's trade show brought more than 180,000 people to the city and had an economic impact of more than $291 million. Former Las Vegas City Councilman and former Mayor Ron Lurie has passed away at the age of 79. Current Mayor Carolyn Goodman said Ron was a man with a giving heart and a huge smile and a friend to all.
KCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Look for some heavy volumes as you try to work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15, northbound at Desert Inn, southbound 15 at Flamingo. Also look for some slow flows there on the Beltway, 215 West at Valley Verde, and US 95 northbound at Ann Road.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. You think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Our brand new show open to reflect the new reality. But it might not be the new reality. We might have to switch back to the old Trump open. We just don't know. Great to have you with us. Also great to have you with us, Michael Schaus, the Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this special Nevada Policy Research Institute report brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop. Also by Nevada Trucking Association, Paul Enos and Company, and by my friend Rico Aller at Carson Insulation. Michael, Merry Christmas. How are you, sir?
Merry Christmas. I am good. I got to tell you, I really like the reference to A Fish Called Wanda in the opening. One of my all-time favorite movies.
You know, it's funny. I didn't produce it. It was produced by Andrew Paul, and it's one of Andrew's favorite movies. And I said, isn't that like 40, 50 years old or something? And he goes, well, it probably is, back in the 80s maybe. But a great film. How are you? You finally ready for Christmas?
Yeah, we're ready for Christmas. It's hard to believe that, a year ago I would not have guessed that, by December of 2020 we would still be in some form of a lockdown and Americans would actually be putting up with it to some degree. So it's kind of wild to think we're almost at the end of this year, but But hey, we are, and hopefully 2021 is going to be a little bit better. I'm optimistic, but it's still going to be tough, at least at the beginning here.
Let's just face it, 2020 has sucked. You can say, well, it all began March 17 with the governor and all of that, but the fact is the entire year has just sucked big time. Are we really honestly seeing light at the end of the tunnel, or is it just an illusion?
Well, you know, I've been writing a lot about this at NevadaPolicy.org, and I've been talking quite a bit about it to different groups and different organizations. You know, at the beginning of 2020, I wrote this, I thought it was a wonderful piece about how we live in this amazing time, because we do. We live in amazing times right now, and I was really optimistic on 2020. Of course, you know, then the COVID apocalypse came upon us, and everything just kind of went downhill pretty quick. But I think it's really important to note that everything that's gone wrong in 2020, so the shutdowns, the economy, the cultural disruptions we've had, you know, Black Lives Matter, all that is, it's a symptom of deeper fractures in our political and cultural lives. So deeper seated issues. And just because the calendar rolls over to a new year doesn't mean all those deep seated dysfunctions are going to be fixed. So you really have to look beyond just the surface and say, what is causing this, and address those core problems.
Let me just ask you, without a great economy coming into this at the beginning of 2020, this could have been a lot worse, could it not have been? I mean, if this had been normal times?
Yeah, it could have been. I mean, we were lucky that we were in the midst of the longest economic expansion in history. I mean, not just the stock market, but even on Main Street. So that definitely helped. The other thing I think that really goes overlooked is the entrepreneurial power and spirit of normal Americans during this lockdown has been stunning to me. I mean, the way that you've had small business owners face these amazingly arbitrary and capricious regulations and say, what's a creative way to continue making money? That really tells me that once we start relaxing some of these restrictions, if we're able to get government out of the way even just a little bit, the entrepreneurial spirit out there is so great, I think that there's a lot of opportunity for us. And that's me trying to be optimistic, but it really has stunned me just how many small businesses have managed to stay afloat at least at some degree. And that should, it's been a sad year, but that should give us a little bit of optimism looking forward.
Well, and when you look at like the PPP and the fact that a lot of businesses were saved by these loans/grants, and you got to wonder how much worse it could have been if not for government stepping. This is one of the few times I'll ever applaud government getting involved. But the government got involved, and they put money into the process, and we are better for it. The question is, are we going to do it again?
Yeah, and I also think it's important for people to remember that, you know, so the PPP loans, you know, definitely helped a lot of folks, but that was not a well-put-together program. So the fact that people were able to survive despite government's incompetence really says something about the power of the individual and the power of small businesses. And we got to focus on that. We have to realize the best thing we can do for those small businesses right now is just get the heck out of the way. You know, the latest stimulus bill, for example, that everybody's reading about and ranting about, the $600 stimulus check isn't even the worst part of that. The worst part of that is they fit in completely arbitrary, random things in there. I was reading earlier, a ban on all e-cigarette devices being mailed from one state to another. You know, ridiculous, absurd, unconnected things like that are going to make a lot of small businesses suffer even more. That's the type of thing that we really have to watch out for. I wish government could actually say, hey, here are some loans for folks that are actually struggling, but we just know the way D.C. works, and that's never the end of it. It's always going to be extra pork, extra things thrown in there.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, Communications Director for NPRI. I want to ask you, because the president has just arrived in Mar-a-Lago, and so he's going to spend Christmas in the sunshine there in Florida. My question is, how do you see this thing ending? He has promised either a veto or he just will not sign this bill. Do you think this kind of war of wills, you think he'll win it?
You know, it's hard to tell. I mean, you know, especially at this point in his presidency, it's a little difficult to tell how much is going to be bluster and how much he's just going to say, you know what, I'm really putting my foot down on this. you know, the fact that we're throwing tens of millions of dollars at, you know, gender studies in Pakistan, and you, the average American, is going to get $600. That's really riled people on both sides of the aisle. We've got far left progressives who are upset because it's not enough money for the average American. We've got conservatives upset who are saying, why are we spending all this money in extra areas when Americans are hurting? And so his political instincts here, saying, I'm going to veto this and you guys go back to it, might be the right thing to do. Of course, that's not how it's going to be portrayed. It's going to be portrayed as him really dragging it out and Americans suffering because Donald Trump has an ego or something. And that's the shame. The one thing we know about Trump, though, he doesn't really care what the media says. So I would say that lawmakers should take his veto threat very seriously.
But is this another example of the president's political instincts being spot on? I mean, he has backed Nancy Pelosi into a corner. She's now saying, I'll bring it up tomorrow. I'll bring it up on Thursday. I'll bring it up on Christmas Eve. And now Mitch McConnell, is he going to blink? He probably will. He probably has to.
Yeah, I think he has to. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about Mitch McConnell, love him or hate him, the guy understands political machinery in Washington, D.C. I mean, look at the way that he turned the Senate into a conveyor belt for new judges. The guy knows how to get things done. So if he believes that Trump is serious, he's already pulling levers behind the scenes to try to get something that will be signed moving forward. He definitely knows how to get things done. So I would imagine Mitch McConnell would definitely blink. Nancy Pelosi might be a little bit more difficult. I mean, she's all about the politics of making Democrats look good and Republicans look bad, which is why it took this long to get a second stimulus in the first place. So if she thinks she can spin it to make Republicans and Trump look bad and Joe Biden look good, I wouldn't put it past her.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us. He's Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this NPRI report is brought to you by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep. Jim Marsh Kia and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop, also by Nevada Trucking Association and Rico Aller at Carson Insulation. Stick around, more to do with Michael Shouse. We'll talk about what lies ahead here in the state of Nevada. How bad is the hole economically that we've dug for ourselves? And which NFL games will he be watching this weekend? We'll get to all of that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is the Wednesday before Christmas. I'm so excited on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At
Findy Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, get into the hottest performing SUV, the 2020 MDX. With its spacious interior, high-tech performance, and sophisticated design, it is the best SUV on the road today. And right now, get a 0.99% APR on certified pre-owned MDX for 36 months. Plus, enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive, only at Findy Acura in the Valley Auto Mall, or online at FindleyAcura.com.
APR offer valid OAC through Acura Financial Services. Down payment varies. Restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/2021.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, because Santa Claus comes tonight.
Oh, I just love that. Michael Schaus joining us, Communications Director for Nevada Policy Research Institute. We are coming to Christmas, and beyond Christmas, there is a legislative session that begins February 1. And Michael, I know you folks do a bang-up job at NPRI in covering it. Give me the priorities. I mean, what's going to be going on, beginning on February 1 as mandated by the Constitution?
Well, let's cover with the obvious. You know, the number one issue on everybody's mind is going to be the budget. Forget about talks about, tax hikes or anything else, because even if they got all the tax hikes they want, it's simply not going to cover the hole that government has dug itself through all these lockdowns and what have you. The kind of silver lining for people that believe in limited government right now is that no matter what, government is going to be doing something that it doesn't normally do, and that is it's going to be actually seriously considering various tax cuts, or not tax cuts, spending cuts. And that's a big opportunity for us. So that's going to be the biggest issue going on. Of course, we've got a variety of proposals that can help with that, and actually a handful of lawmakers already put forward several BDRs that reflect some of our policy solutions, so we're pretty excited about that.
And by the way, speak English, BDRs.
bill draft request. So this is when you've got a lawmaker who's got a great idea, for example, transparency in government collective bargaining. So right now when a government union, tries to negotiate pay and benefits for all of its members, that's completely shut off from the public. It's even shut off from the union members, actually. It all happens behind closed doors. And we want to make that public so that way the public and workers have an opportunity to weigh in. I know that a couple folks have already discussed sponsoring a bill that would try to do exactly that. They've put in, they've submitted a request to have that bill drafted. So we've got a lot of things coming up in the 2021 legislative session, and of course we'll have a bill tracker at nevadapolicy.org. So if you want to keep up with the prime issues that we're following, you can go to nevadapolicy.org, and we'll have all those updated on a daily basis.
Is there anything in the BDR list yet that will rein in King Sisolak, Governor Sisolak, and his emergency powers?
Yeah, I know we've had a couple of Republican lawmakers, and I believe that there's at least one BDR put forward that would do exactly that. It would limit the emergency powers of any governor, so that way if they declare a state of emergency, it's not indefinite. And this has been something that we've been harping on since the very beginning of this whole fiasco, this whole pandemic. The idea that Governor Sisolak initially took emergency powers, let's say that you agree that was the right thing to do because it was kind of a panicky moment, we didn't know anything about this virus, that morphed from 15 days to slow the spread to now here we are in December, and he is still arbitrarily putting forward new regulations with no democratic balance whatsoever, meaning no legislators having any weigh on what actually happens. So the BDR, I think, that has been put forward will say that time frame has to be limited before the legislature is called in and asked to either extend the emergency, the state of emergency, or end it. And that would be a huge win for if you believe in democratic government, lowercase d, democratic government, that'd be a huge, huge win.
Is there any example of folks on the other side, from the Democrat side, that seem willing to at least talk about reining in the governor's emergency powers?
So I believe that in principle, there should be. There absolutely should be. But right now, we live in such partisan times, because Governor Sisolak has a D in front of his name, I don't think any of the Democrats want to bring this up. None of them even really want to touch it. They're going to be forced to discuss it. And I'm hoping that some of them get on board with it. I think some of them will. I've got a couple folks, I don't want to out them, in the back of my mind that I think, you know, believe in this in principle, and they might be willing to stand up for it. But so far, partisan politics have really played this role where, you know, if Governor Sisolak was a Republican, I can guarantee you we'd have about 12 BDRs at this point trying to limit his power from Democrats. And it's a sad state of affairs that we aren't seeing that right now.
Let me just ask you, as far as the hole in the finances. I know you talked about finances being kind of job one, but I'm curious: do we know what that number is that's going to have to be filled in by this next legislature?
I don't know what it is right now. I know that our illustrious government accountants are probably putting together some lists right now. The thing that I would warn people is whatever the number is, imagine that it's bigger, because right now, even if Governor Sisolak was to drop all of his emergency power diktats, we would still be facing sluggish economic growth, simply because people are not, the media has done such a good job of panicking most of this country about this virus that people are not going to be flocking to Las Vegas the way that they used to. So I would warn everybody that the economic projections are going to be, unfortunately, not as robust as we would like to see. And therefore, whatever number the government comes up with, just imagine the situation is actually a little bit worse.
In our final couple of minutes, I want to ask you about this new strain. You know, we've got two vaccines in the state now, but we now have this new strain, this mutation of the coronavirus, this in the UK, and the UK has been all but shut down. Governor Cuomo in New York says we don't take this seriously enough. Do you take it seriously?
You know, this is kind of what I was talking about, that panic. Even this new strain, as we're starting to watch it, if you, quote-unquote, follow the science, I mean, this is what the left always tells us, follow the science, you see that it remains relatively, there are certain people that are high risk and certain people that are not high risk. And right now, we've got everybody freaking out because we just locked down basically the entire country for almost a year. Government and people in positions of power, like Andrew Cuomo, seem to think that that's the only tool available to them to stop the spread of any contagion. And they really need to understand that viruses do not care at all about how many restrictions you put on human liberty. Those viruses are going to continue to spread. So we've got to start thinking about different ways to combat this virus than what we've been doing for the last 10 months.
I want to ask you, because it just came in, my smartphone's blown up, and maybe yours will be too. President Trump has announced pardons for longtime ally Roger Stone, ex-campaign manager Paul Manafort, and Jared Kushner's father.